This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world? I would like to welcome you back to the Real Talk with Zuby podcast. Now, today's episode is a special episode, and this is episode number 100. Can you believe it? Number 100, 100th episode, Real Talk with Zuby podcast. We've made it this far. So firstly, I want to just say thank you for listening. I'm really grateful for the thousands of people all around the world who have been listening to my podcast. I know some people are tuning in every single week. If you are one of those, then a massive big up to you. I really hope that, well, I don't hope that you've been enjoying it. I assume you've been enjoying it if you've been tuning in every single week. So I just want to say a massive thank you. And if you're someone who tunes in just occasionally, then I thank you too. Truly grateful to have you here to spend this time with me. And honestly, it's an honor. I appreciate everyone who supports everything I do, whether that is this podcast, my music, my book, my social media, live events, everything that I put out there, man. I mean, my goal in the world, as people may know, is to have a positive impact on over 10 million people. I want to positively inspire, influence, motivate 10 million plus people. It used to be a million, but I had to 10x it. And yeah, I feel like we're taking a step closer every single day. So for everyone who's along for the ride, once again, I truly appreciate you. So this episode is going to be relatively short. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts over the past 12 to 18 months or so. I mean, it's been the last 18 months have been life-changing for me, to be totally honest with you. I mean, back in January 2019, I didn't even know what I was going to be doing. I mean, from 2014 to 2018, I'd primarily been earning an income from running pop-up shops all around the UK, going into different shopping centers and promoting and selling my music and merchandise. And then my business partner, Shadow, got an opportunity to work at a college, and he wanted to step away from the store. It wasn't something I was totally certain that I would be able to run by myself or even that I wanted to. I knew that I wanted to be doing something else. I knew that I had all these different ideas in my head, both for my music, for this podcast, just a lot of different ideas of things I knew I wanted to be doing. I didn't want to be spending hours and dozens of hours every month standing in shopping centers talking to strangers, you know, as important as it was for me to do that. And I'm grateful for all the experience, all the people who supported me, but I knew that that's not something that I could do indefinitely. And I'm going to tell you guys actually a little bit of a story because you might not know this. In fact, it's almost certain that you won't. So in February 2019, I decided to actually run a pop-up shop by myself because I wanted to see how it would go. So I booked 1 week. I was in Derby at the Into Shopping Center, and yeah, doing the usual thing, promoting, hustling, selling my music, you know, CDs, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, etc. And yeah, doing it solo. So not having anybody to talk to, no business partner, no one to sort of share the time with. Even little things like, you know, being able to go to the bathroom. You're standing there for 8 hours a day. And yeah, it's healthy to take breaks. And I wasn't even really able to take any kind of significant breaks. It was just nonstop grind, and it was very difficult, you know, much harder than doing it with a business partner. And during that time, I was I was in this mental state just trying to think, like, man, what can I do next? I've come this far so far, and I'm happy with what I've achieved, but what's that next level? What's that next step? How can I get my music? How can I get my message? How can I get everything out to more people? And you know, I was standing there one morning. I had just come back from the gym. I was just browsing through Twitter, reading through different articles, seeing what was going on in the world. And I was literally standing at that store when I made my viral deadlift tweet. So I had been thinking for days about, you know, how can I get my stuff out to more people? How can I increase my audience? What is the next step? What's this next thing that I can do? Because, you know, man, Zuby, you can't keep, you've run like 30 of these stores over the past 4 years. This is not sustainable. Sometimes business is good, but sometimes it's slow. You know, you got to start tapping into new things, new ways of earning money. And yeah, lo and behold, that was when I just made what I thought was an innocuous tweet, sharing a 9-second video of me doing a deadlift from one of my training sessions, not thinking much of it. And man, you know, what do they say? The rest is history. That tweet changed my life, essentially. I didn't post that thinking that dozens of millions of people around the world were going to see it, and that would be the introduction to so many people to the world of Zuby. Literally, from that point on, I mean, I posted that tweet. I had 19,000 followers on Twitter at the time, and yeah, I mean, it looks like this month I'm going to hit 300,000. And that's just on Twitter. We're not even talking about life in general. We're not even talking about YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of the other platforms. I mean, in the past 18 months, my audience has increased 15-fold, 20-fold. I don't even know how much. I'd have no idea how many people know who I am now, but it's in the millions. And that is crazy. Sure, not all of them are fans, not all of them are supporters, but the fact that millions of people have even heard of Zuby is crazy to me, considering where things were just 18 months ago. So, you know, the moral of the story is, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Things don't always happen the way that you expect them to. You can be at a relatively low period or having a time where it feels like what you're doing is pointless and you're not really sure what the way forward is. You're not really sure what to do next. But you've just got to keep moving. You've just got to keep plugging away, keep on planting seeds, and those seeds will germinate, you know? Things will happen down the line, and everything always takes longer than you expect it to. Everything takes longer than you want it to. Like, I don't know when you discovered me, but you've got to remember, I released my first album in 2006. I released my first album 14 years ago. And I'm still nowhere near where I want to be and nowhere near where I plan to be. But that's just how long it's taken for me to have this so-called overnight success. And, you know, things are going now, things are growing, things are increasing organically. More and more people are discovering me through all of these different mediums. But it's really been a long, hard grind. I mean, I sold over 25,000 albums on the street and in shopping malls. Over the courses of the years, I've talked to hundreds of thousands of people. I've really put in the legwork. I've put in so much work, and it's crazy how many people don't realize that, because the vast majority of people who know me only discovered me in the past 18 months, and that's normally what it's like. There's a sort of flashpoint, and from then on, people sort of view you from that point onward, but they often don't see all of the work that has gone on behind it. When this podcast totally blows up, I don't know, maybe that'll be episode 200, 400, 500, 1000. I don't know. I'm going to keep plugging away at this podcast. I don't know when it's going to blow up, but when it does, I can assure you that like people aren't going to know that this episode existed. People aren't going to know that the past 100 episodes existed, right? They're not going to see and hear all of the work that went into it, because yeah, it's just how people are. People tend to only see the tip of the iceberg. But for anyone who's been riding with me long term, like super appreciation. If you've just discovered me recently, super appreciation to you too, because it's not all about when you found out about me. Right? We all find out about someone at some point. But honestly, I'm just grateful to have you here. I'm truly grateful to have you here. I'm grateful to every single person who has guessed it on this show. We've had some amazing conversations about all different subjects. Some of them have been funny. Some of them have been controversial. Some of it has been totally apolitical. Some of it has been very political. But overall, every single episode, every single guest, every single conversation, I learned something new. This is just as much me learning as it is me being able to help other people to learn and to entertain other people. I think it's amazing. We just live in this time where we've got this technology where I can make a podcast, I can make YouTube videos, I can make music, I can just put out content and just share it with the world, and whoever wants to appreciate it and whoever enjoys it can just follow it. And that is truly a miracle. So I don't want this episode to go on too long. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you guys a couple of updates on what you can expect in the future from the Real Talk with Zuby podcast. And I am also going to make a request of you. So in terms of future plans, I'm planning to keep up with a weekly schedule for the most part, putting out new episodes every Friday with cool guests from all over. I've already got some episodes recorded with some fantastic guests, including Ryan Mickler from Order of Man, James Altucher, a very well-known investor and entrepreneur. I've got the return of Megan Murphy, who is the creator of Feminist Current. We had a fantastic conversation. I've got nutrition expert P.D. Mangan on. I'm also working to secure some super fantastic guests, and I'm hoping to get them on later in the year. This includes the one and only Ben Shapiro. Once his new book comes out, I'm hoping to get him on the show. His team have already said that he's happy to do it. I've also planning to get Alan West on. I recently was interviewed by him. And it would be an honor to speak with Alan West. He's a brilliant man, so I'm definitely going to get him on the show. I'm also going to try to get Jocko Willink on as well. Haven't had communication yet, but I've got a big list of people who I'm trying to get. Another thing that I'm planning to do in the future is to start doing more live interviews. So at the moment, everything is being done online. Vast majority of my guests are overseas, and because of logistics and my own time schedule, etc., I think most of them are going to remain remote for the most part. But for people who are based in the UK, or maybe if I can get out to the US and other countries and travel around and interview other people, then I would love to get to a stage where I can do that in person, have some high quality video, and just get the whole thing really slick, polished. And, you know, I'm looking to create one of the best podcasts in the world here. Like, I'm, you know me, I don't do things by half measures. I really want to make this happen, and I just want to elevate. I want to reach as many people as possible. I want to help as many people as possible, inspire as many people as possible. So with all that said, I do have a big ask. It's a big ask, but it's also a small ask. I have created a Patreon page. So if you go to patreon.com/Zuby Music, you can check it out right there. And my request, if you are a regular listener to the podcast, if you're a fan of what I do, my overall message, my podcast, my music, my book, anything that I create, even if you just follow me on Twitter and you enjoy the content that I put out there, what I would please ask is that you subscribe to my Patreon. By subscribing for just $5 a month, you will get access to the Team Zuby Discord. That's a place where we can talk about whatever it is. I mean, there are way too many people following me now on social media for me to be able to keep up with the mentions. So I've essentially created a private community. I call it the Team Zuby Inner Circle. And you can join that for just $5 a month. There we can discuss the podcast. You can recommend guests. We can talk about whatever it is. We can talk about my book. We can talk about fitness. You can network with like-minded people. If you just want to have a cool place where you can hang out online and chat with other people and get updates first, then yeah, you can do that by joining my Patreon community. Once again, it begins from just a simple $5 a month. If you think that the four podcast episodes I'm giving you every single month are worth $5, and I believe that they are, then please subscribe. There are also options at $10, $25, and also $100, depending on how much you're willing and able to support. Of course, by financially supporting the podcast, not only do you get access to additional perks, but you will also directly be helping me to, number one, stay alive and keep my belly full, but also to hire people who can help me with the podcast, to buy new equipment, to travel and do in-person interviews, and to promote the podcast out to more people so that ultimately we can help and inspire more people. And the Patreon's not even just for the podcast. Like I said before, it will also help me with my other endeavors. It'll help me with my music. It'll help me with any future books that I'm writing, and just general support. You know that I'm independent. I don't have any external financial backing, no record labels or anything like that. So all of my support comes directly from my fans, my listeners, and my supporters. So once again, I have a simple request, which is that you please subscribe to my Patreon. It is patreon.com/ZubyMusic. And yeah, please join and we can continue to grow the community there. Episode number 100. Thank you so much for listening. I'm truly grateful. I hope you continue to find it valuable. And yeah, I hope you choose to support. But it's completely up to you. I appreciate you either way. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will be back very soon to regular scheduling. Look out for that next episode. God bless. They tell me that I shouldn't and I tell them that I will. They tell me that I'm cocky and I tell them that I'm ill. This game is not a hobby. I go in like kamikaze. Burn up tracks like Ricky Bobby. Man, you catch and know the drill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.